Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having a new friend on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen Schuessler is with us. Steve is the founder of Schuessler Creative, Inc. He is the creator of the Rainforest Cafe, which is a theme restaurant, which you can figure out pretty quickly. And it's a family restaurant. He's the author of It's a Jungle in There. And he's here to talk to us about his ideas on entrepreneurship. Stephen Schuessler, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much. It's
tell the audience what's been happening in the last week or so.
Well, it's been kind of crazy. We had our first book signing at the IDS Center in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And it was just packed, and it was lovely to see, especially after being mentored by Harvey McKay.
Yeah.
He's had over six bestsellers on the New York Times bestselling list. It's just a pleasure to be in company.
Harvey's been on my show a couple of times, but you've recently hit a couple of number one bestseller lists, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Number one on Barnes & Noble this week, number one last week on Amazon.com. Quite a feat for a first-time author. We're very proud of our team.
Well, congratulations. But see, this is just another example, Steve, of what I tell people. You know, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience.
Thank you
for helping me hold up your end of the bargain. Okay, let's talk about entrepreneurship. Now, one of the things you talk about in your book are what you call the five P's entrepreneurship. Talk to us about those.
Well, the five P's are my way of breaking down what's really important. We start off with people, personality, persistence, product, and philanthropy. And in these chapters, we tell funny, engaging stories that have actually happened to me and use those as entrepreneurial ways to share with our audience what's happened. You know, many books talk about passion, and they talk about not giving up, and they talk about energy levels and things like that, but they usually don't give prime examples and funny examples,
right,
of success and failure.
Well,
and
talk to us about talk to us about,
pers- talk about. I'm sorry, Jim.
Talk to us about personality. Why is personality a big deal for entrepreneurship?
Well, it's really important to set yourself aside from everybody else. You need to develop a personality that combined with persistence gets you in not only in the front door, but leaves people with the idea that you're the one, whether it's a product that you're introducing, whether it's a job you're trying to get. And too many people get caught in the fray and aren't unusual or different from everybody else.
Sometimes when people think of personality, they think of people being charming or whatever, but you're thinking of something a little different, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm talking a way to stand out from everybody else, a way to show that your enthusiasm, your passion is different from just everybody else.
And, well, one thing that I think I hear you saying, and I agree with, is to not be afraid to let people know or to stand up for being a little bit different. If you've got a little bit of a different angle on things, you have a different perspective on things. One of the things we know about entrepreneurs, Steve, is that they don't see things the way everybody else does. That's the reason they're entrepreneurs.
That's right.
And a lot of that is because of their personality.
Don't
be ashamed to let that come through. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, absolutely.
Or I'm afraid.
In that particular chapter, I talk about the importance of passion, and I talk about dreaming, and I talk about the multitasker. You know,
right.
I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, "How is it possible that you could do six things at the same time? Just show us one. My brain can't handle all six." And that part of being an entrepreneur is multitasking.
If you can't keep a lot of plates spinning as a small business owner, you're not going to make it because nobody's capitalized enough, especially for a long, long time. Most people, they don't have the capital to have somebody else spinning the plates for them.
No question about it.
So you're going to have to learn how to. Another thing, Steve. You've also, as you grow your business and you get stronger and you get better capitalized, you also have to learn how to turn some of those plates loose, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Knowing when to delegate, who to delegate to, and how to check up on your delegation
right.
is equally as important.
Talk to us about persistence, because this is the harness made of personality, isn't it?
It's so important. You know, when I was pitching my Rainforest Cafe, Lyle Berman visited my home 27 times over a 3.5-year period of time. and you know, going after him 27 times is what I call, he gave me that conditional.
Tell us who Lyle Berman is.
Lyle Berman is the gentleman that really created Indian gaming. He's also the gentleman that brought back poker, and has written many books on poker, and he's a world class entrepreneur.
Yeah,
he's your perfect example of entrepreneur.
And you were persistent because you wanted him to do what?
I wanted him to invest in the Rainforest Cafe prototype.
It took you 3.5 years.
His first visit, he told me I was out of my mind and there wasn't a chance in hell he'd ever invest in it. but on his way out the door, he said, you know, by the way, you put so much into this and it's so wacko and so crazy and there's so much into it. Would you mind if I brought my parents and my kids back? And every week it was another show, literally, for 3.5 years.
That's funny. Give us the website, Steve. Tell us how we can find you and your book.
Sure. It's www.schusslercreative.com. That's S-C-H-U-S-S as in Sam, L-E-R, creative.com.
Schusslercreative.com. So, and the book is available wherever books are sold.
Yeah, the book, it's a jungle in there, book.com.
It's a jungle in there, book.com.
Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon.com.
Check that out. And, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these other P's that Steve Schusler thinks that we need to be focusing on. Product, people, and philanthropy. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Never had no problem.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.